Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ren Shuli from National Taiwan University. The paper I'm presenting is Optimizing NAND Flash-based SSDs via retention relaxation. This is a joint work with my advisor, Professor Jialin Yang, and Dr. Wei Wu at Intel Corporation. In NAND Flash-based SSDs, there are two main kinds of reliability specifications. The first is bit error rate, which is typically required to be between 10 to the minus 13 to 10 to the minus 16. The second is data retention specification. For NAND Flash, in its early lifetime, it is required to retain data for 10 years. For NAND Flash, cycle to the maximum retention time, cycle to the maximum endurance, it still needs to retain data for 1 year. This figure shows the bit error rate over time. The blue line shows the bit error rate of NAND Flash, of current 2-bit per cell NAND Flash, and the green dashed line shows the bit error rate specification, 10 to the minus 16. In NAND Flash, bit error rate at time zero is attributed to the write errors, and bit error rate increases over time due to retention errors. So if we require the NAND Flash to retain data for 1 year, error correction codes are required to meet the bit error rate specification. The main challenge we are facing for designing future NAND Flash SSDs is that as the NAND Flash density continues to increase, its raw reliability degrades inevitably. Therefore, NAND Flash vendors need to slow down write operations in NAND Flash and require stronger ECCs in NAND Flash controllers. For example, when the bit error rate of NAND Flash continues to increase, exceeds the 10 to the minus 3, current conventional ECCs such as BCH are no longer applicable. At that time, people need to resort to advanced ECCs such as LDPC codes. Although the retention specification is commonly considered to be multiple years, in this work, we find that data written into storage are usually overwritten very quickly. Therefore, the actual retention time of data are usually less than a year. Let's take a TPCC workload, for example. The following pie chart breaks down the retention requirements of all the data written into storage. As shown in the figure, 53% of writes require less than 1 minute of retention time. 43% of writes require retention time between 1 minute and 1 hour. And 3% of writes require retention time between 1 hour and 1 day. Overall, 99% of writes whose retention requirements are less than just 1 day. So to exploit the gap between retention specification and actual retention requirements, in this work, we proposed a novel concept called retention relaxation. That is, the maximum retention time does not need to be maintained all the time. We can trade retention time for other performance metrics such as write speed or ECC cost and performance. Here's the outline of this talk. We've gone over the motivation part. Then I will present NAND Flash backgrounds. Then I will present the main idea of retention relaxation and methodology we use to implement systems with retention relaxation. Then I will present evaluation results and conclusions. NAND Flash memories are composed of floating gate transistors. As shown in the figure, each memory cell resembles a MOS transistor, except it has a floating gate below the control gate. With the floating gate, the threshold voltage, abbreviated as VTH, of the cell is adjustable. Different VTH levels are used to represent different data. For 2 bits per cell NAND Flash, the VTH window is divided into 4 levels, and each level represents a data state. To program a cell to a desired VTH level, incremental step post-programming are the common used approach, or abbreviated as ISPP. ISPP increases VTH step by step by with a certain increment equal to delta VP. This figure illustrates how ISPP works. It takes multiple steps to reach the target VTH. The resulting VTH is higher than the target. Ideally, we would like the resulting VTH to be equal to the target VTH. However, since NAND flash cells have different starting VTH, we usually have a deviation from the target. Therefore, we can see that delta VP is important in ISPP. Larger delta VP means faster write because it requires fewer steps. Smaller delta VP leads to fewer write errors because we get more precise control on the delta on the VTH during writes. The resulting VTH distribution of NAND flash can be modeled using multiple bell-shaped functions. In previous work, it has been modeled using as follows. For the erase state, it is modeled as Gaussian function. For the other state, it is modeled as a uniform distribution in the middle whose width is delta VP, the step size in ISPP, and two identical Gaussian tails on the both sides, the low VTH side and the high VTH side. The bit error rate of the NAND flash then can be calculated by the integral of the VTH distribution that fall into the wrong states. As shown in the figure, the red area corresponds to cells with VTH lower or higher than the intended level. Now I'm going to present the main idea of retention relaxation. I will present the interplay between retention time and write speed, or ECCs. As mentioned earlier, NAND flash is required to retain data for 1 year. If we don't need a 1 year retention time, the strength of the ECC is above the bit error rate of the NAND flash. That means we can tolerate more write errors. In other words, we can enlarge delta VP in ISPP procedure so that we can get faster write speed. The retention relaxation can also be used to improve ECC designs. Again, if we don't need the maximum retention guarantee, we need to tolerate fewer retention errors. Therefore, we can reduce the strength of the ECC, and this can simplify ECC's design. After presenting the main idea of retention relaxation, now I'm going to present the methodology of designing a system which adopts retention relaxation. First, we need a NAND flash model to quantitatively analyze the potential benefits of retention relaxation. We also need to analyze the retention requirements in real applications. Lastly, we modify system architecture so that we can reduce the retention capability of NAND flash without hampering system's reliability. I'm going to talk about NAND flash model. The base NAND flash model we presented earlier is not able to capture the charge loss effect, which is important to the evaluation of retention relaxation. Previous studies have shown that charge loss caused the low VTH tail to widen over time, as shown in the left figure. And the right figure illustrates the reason of this phenomenon. That is, a small group of cells have larger charge loss rate than other cells, and their VTH decreases faster than other cells. That's why we see the low VTH cells widens over time. Based on the above observation, we extend the model by replacing the constant standard deviation in the low VTH tail from a constant sigma to a time-increasing function, sigma low of t. This animation shows the modeling result of our extended model. We can see the VTH distribution gradually flattens over time. With the above model, now we can quantitatively analyze the benefits of retention relaxation on ride speed. In this figure, the x-axis is the required data retention from 1 year to 0.01 year. The y-axis is the ride speed up. If we can reduce the retention from 1 year to 2 weeks, we can achieve up to more than two times the ride speed up. And this figure shows the benefit of retention relaxation on ECCs. The first observation we made is, okay, the axis is the bit error rate of NAND flash at 1 year, and the y-axis is the achievable retention of BCH code with 24 corrections per 1,080 byte. The first observation is such BCH code is such BCH code can retain data for 1 year only for NAND flash whose bit error rate does not exceed 4.5 times 10 to the minus 4. However, if we can reduce the retention requirement from 1 year to 2 weeks, the same BCH code is strong enough for NAND flash whose bit error rate reach up to 2.2 times 10 to the minus 2. Now I'm going to talk about retention analysis on real-world applications. The retention requirements is defined as the time period from writing the sector until the sector is overwritten. Based on this definition, we analyze three sets of real-world applications. The first is from Enterprise Data Center in Microsoft Research Cambridge, abbreviated as MSRC. This set of workloads contains printer servers, project directories, web proxies, etc. And this trace is 1 week long. The other two trays are Hadoop and TPCC workloads. We have one day trace of this. For each trace, we analyze the cumulative percentage of writes whose retention requirements less than 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, and an hour, 1 day, and 1 week. The x-axis is the retention time from 1 second to 1 week. We can see that the retention requirement is usually low. For example, for the traces highlighted with the red circle, more than 86% of writes whose retention requirements are less than 1 hour. And for the traces highlighted with the blue circles, 49 to 99% of writes whose retention requirements are less than 1 week. This figure shows the results of Hadoop and TPCC. For TPCC workload, more than 96% of writes whose retention requirements are less than 1 hour. And all the four trays has more than 57% of writes whose retention requirements are less than 1 day. Now I'm going to talk about retention-aware system architecture. In the retention-aware architecture, we provide two-level retention guarantees. Since in NAND flash SSDs, there are two kinds of writes, host writes and background writes. And the host writes are composed of writes from the host. The importance of the performance is usually high, and the retention requirements are usually low, as we presented earlier. Therefore, we propose to relax the retention guarantee for this kind of writes. Specifically, we use fast write or we use less strong ECCs as we presented earlier. For background writes, backgrounds are composed of cleaning and wear leveling internal to the SSD. The importance of their performance is usually low. It's relatively low because they are performing in the background. But the retention requirements are usually high because they usually involve code data in the storage. So we propose to keep this kind of writes with normal retention guarantee. We implement a two-level framework in FTL. FTL is a software layer emulating a block device over NAND flash memories in SSDs. This figure shows the basic structure of the FTL. The retention-aware FTL has two new components, mode selector and retention tracker. The mode selector, during write, the mode selector is responsible for invoke different write commands or invoke different ECC engines, so that to provide different retention guarantee. At the same time, it keeps the information about how a data block, how a name fresh block is written and how a name fresh block is encoded, so that during read, it can invoke correct commands and ECCs to retrieve data. The retention tracker is responsible for monitoring the retention, the remaining retention of data block. When a name fresh block is found to run out of its retention, retention tracker will issue rewrite reprogram task to ensure no data loss due to a shortage of retention. This figure illustrates how our design uses retention relaxation to improve write speed. In the figure, we show three name fresh blocks, each has four pages in it. And for all the host writes, they are occurring in fast speed. Those grayed out pages means that the data in it has been overwritten. At some point, the retention tracker notices that a block is about to run out of its retention capability, so it invokes reprogramming task to copy all the valid data in the old block to a new one. In this case, only one page needs to be reprogrammed because the data in all the three other pages have been overwritten. To show how we use retention relaxation to improve ECCs, this table compares the proposed ECC architecture with the conventional ECC architecture. The left figure shows the conventional concatenated BCH LDPC codes. In such design, the main issue is all the host write go through the LDPC encoder. So the LDPC encoder tends to become the bottleneck. The right figure shows our proposed architecture. We can see host write go through BCH encoder only. The main advantage of this architecture is we can reduce the throughput requirement of LDPC encoders without worrying about that the encoder becomes the bottleneck. Now I'm going to show you the evaluation results. We perform simulation using DickSim and SSDSim, and we select 11 workloads, 11 trays from MSSRC, Hadoop, and TPCC workloads. We compare two configurations. The baseline is SSDs with 1 year retention for all writes. The proposed design is called RR2-week, which reduced the retention of host writes to 2 weeks. This figure shows the improvement in write speed. The y-axis is write response time speed up. We can see that RR2-week typically achieves up to more than two times speed up. For Hadoop workload, it achieves about 4 to 5 times speed up. This is because Hadoop workload has long queuing delay due to their high I/O throughput, and retention relaxation can reduce the queuing delay significantly by about 5 times. This figure shows the improvement in the cost and performance of ECCs. The x-axis is the throughput of LDPC. The y-axis is the average response time of the SSD normalized to the baseline with unlimited LDPC throughput, which represents the ideal case. The black dashed line corresponds to baseline design, and blue line corresponds to RR2-week design. We first need to point out that the curve of the baseline design presents a zigzag appearance because several traces cause the IOQ saturation in the SSD simulator. Therefore, we cannot get the right figures from these traces. Following the trend, we plot a conjecture baseline. as the red dotted line. The first observation is under the same LDPC throughput, R2Weak outperforms the baseline. For example, with 10 megabytes per second LDPC throughput, the R2Weak design is more than 40% better than the baseline design. The second observation is that R2Weak design can approach the ideal performance with 20 megabytes per second LDPC, while the baseline design requires 160 megabytes per second of LDPC throughput. In this work, we present the first work of to exploit retention relaxation for optimizing NAND flash-based SSDs. More specifically, we improve write speed or the cost and performance of ECCs. We quantitatively analyze the retention requirements of real-world applications, and we show that in most cases, 49% to 99% of writes have retention less than 1 week, which is much shorter than the current retention specification of NAND flash. Lastly, we proposed retention-aware FTL designs, which enables us to exploit retention relaxation without hampering reliability. Simulation results show that we can achieve 2 to 5.7 times write speed up, or 8 times less LDPC throughput requirements for SSDs. Thank you.
Dave Anderson, Seagate. I'm concerned about the premise you drew, or the conclusion you drew from the MSRC trace data. You concluded you only had to have a week or less of retention time, as I recall. But when I looked at that data, it looked like it's 70% reads. So at least 35% of the data was untouched, not overwritten for the length of the trace. In other words, it could be years old. Did you look at that?
I try to answer this using this example. And I'd like to point out that we are focusing on the percentage in the write string.
Right. So you have something filled with data, and you've written some of it, right? And then you've overwritten some of it.
Yes.
And you know the time between the two writes is how long it had to last.
Yes.
But there's 70% of the data was only, 7% of the operations were only reads. There has to be at least 30% of that data that was never touched by a write at all. So it had to have an endurance or a life on that storage device much longer than a week.
Because write string, host write, determine the performance of the SSD system. So we try to optimize this. While we also remain the retention capability of the SSDs, so we propose a two-level framework. The background write will convert to normal retention mode. So that can solve the issues that many data in disk are untouched.
Okay, thanks.
Noman Rafiq from Google. So I was wondering if you have studied the impact of garbage collection and wear leveling on the behavior of retention tracker. Like, this retention tracker really have to be there given you have enough, if you have enough garbage collection going on, because garbage collection wear leveling will be moving data around anyways.
Excuse me, can you?
So given you have background garbage collection and wear leveling, how often the retention tracker has to take any action? Because background GC and wear leveling will be moving data around anyways.
Background operations. Do you mean background operations?
Like you'll do garbage collection and wear leveling, right?
And in our architecture, background operation will be use no more retention time. Only host write. We only relax the retention of the host write.
Okay. And I had a second question. So the improvement that we see in the write performance, does it mostly come because your ECC requirements have gone down. Because if your flash controller is powerful enough, you might not see the impact of, you know, simpler ECC. If your flash controller is powerful enough, would you see an impact of simpler ECC on the write performance?
I'm sorry, I don't very understand
okay.
your
okay, let's,
question.
Let's take it off.
Hi, Sam No from Hwan University, Seoul, Korea. Now, you say there are going to be data that's going to require long retention, and I'm wondering if you can guarantee that those data that need long retention, that those will be actually saved in with normal retention.
In our architecture, for example, that R2-week design, we reprogram those data which have not been overwritten in the past week. So every week, the data will be converted into, the long retention mode.
So you'll do that based on some time limit that you
Yes,
said.
It's periodically.
Okay. Jeff Canning, Harvey Mudd College. So following up on that, have you measured the performance impact of that cleaning?
Performance impact about?
Of cleaning up the week-old data. I mean, if in particular, I'm thinking that if I write a burst of data, then a week later I'm going to have a burst of cleaning, and what's the performance impact of that?
The simulator includes cleaning operations. So,
and what is the model for the cleaning operations? So you simulated based on those traces, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ren Chu again.